Welcome on into the Jazz Talk Podcast. I'm your host, CJ Dieters. The Jazz pulled off a big win last night against the Timberwolves. We'll get into that and some of the comments made by the Timberwolves players after the game. The Jazz are immediately playing again tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers. So they flew from Minnesota to Philadelphia last night, right after the game. Mike Conley is going to play in that game, even though usually he doesn't play in back-to-backs. I think mostly just because the Jazz have a good thing rolling right now, and they want to, you know, not really mess with the chemistry, especially with Hassan Whiteside not playing. They're basically playing an eight-man rotation at this point. But let's get into last night's game. So as I said, Hassan Whiteside's not playing right now. He still is dealing with a contusion in his glute, or a butt bruise. And the Jazz are still, you know, they're experimenting with that small ball lineup, and it actually worked really well last night. Rudy Gay was great. He could knock down the three. I think he went 0 for 6 from 3. But he was good everywhere else on the floor. His defense was pretty good. The defense is actually holding up even with that smaller lineup, just because they can run more of a switching scheme. Last night, the Jazz decided to put Bojan Bogdanović on Karl-Anthony Towns because he hangs out at the three, and Rudy kind of guarded Jared Vanderbilt, but it was mostly just so Rudy could just stay in the middle and protect the paint. And that's what I meant when I said earlier comments made by the Timberwolves players last night. Patrick Beverley, who has been a loudmouth his entire career, and Anthony Edwards both said that they don't think Rudy Gobert is anything special, that he should have been guarding Karl-Anthony Towns the whole time, and, you know, all that bull crap. And I think mostly Patrick Beverley is bitter because he's been a pretty good defender his entire career and has never even been voted for third place in defensive player of the year. And that's because to be that level of defender, you have to be insanely special. Patrick Beverley is a good defender. He's not anywhere near the level of Rudy Gobert. You know, Rudy Gobert is something absolutely special. If you want to hear more just about the numbers of how amazing Rudy is on the defensive end and the offensive end, listen to Locked On Jazz. David Locke has an episode that was about a week ago. I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday's episode last week, where he goes into how much better Rudy makes the other players on the floor. Like, he helps Mike Conley and Joe Ingles so much on the floor, how much he makes up for on the defensive end, the open shots that he creates on the offensive end. So Donovan Mitchell in the last week or so has been averaging 33 points in the last four games that they've played. He finally found his shot. He found his rhythm. He was kind of struggling, especially from three. Was only averaging about 23 points a game for the year. And something changed. He's found his fire. He's found how to knock down these threes again. And he's been super aggressive as of late. And as a result, the Jazz have been putting up a lot of points and been putting together just absolutely amazing offensive performances. So, as I said before, you know, Patrick Beverley and Anthony Edwards are talking crap on Rudy Gobert. Meanwhile, they lost last night's game by 32 points. It was 136 to 104. The Jazz really have something figured out on the offensive end. They're currently the number one offensive team in the league. The defense is hovering right around 10th or 11th. They need to shore some things up there on the defensive end. Hassan Whiteside, even though he's been good for the Jazz and been a little bit better than what Derek Favors was last year, it's still just a huge drop-off when Rudy leaves the game and Hassan comes in. On the defensive end, it's really not much of a change between Rudy Gay and Hassan Whiteside, even though I figured it would be. Now, it's very small sample size that we're dealing with right now, but The defense is about the same, and the offense is better with the small ball lineup. But Hassan's been good for the Jazz this year, and he adds just so much size on the floor. So it's going to be interesting to see when he gets back from injury how Quinn decides to use him, how he decides to use Rudy Gay, because Rudy Gay has been absolutely amazing in the minutes that he plays power forward next to Rudy Gobert, but he's also been a very suitable backup at the five position. And the last couple of games, the Jazz have been playing the two Rudys together for a few minutes, and then Gobert heads out and Gay comes in, or stays in and takes over at the center spot. So it's going to be interesting to see what they end up doing there. Mike Conley really never got going last night. He had Patrick Beverley on him, and Beverley, again, he's a good defender. And so the offense really kind of fell onto Donovan, who had Torian Prince guarding him all night. And Donovan just cooked him. I think he put up 35, I think, last night, somewhere around there. Was hitting shots from everywhere, from mid-range. He's getting to the basket. He was hitting threes. So now this moves the Jazz up to 17-7 right now. They're still the third seed in the West, but they're closing the gap between them and 1 and 2, which is the Warriors and the Suns, and they're making the gap even further between them and 4, which I think is right now the Clippers, because the Nuggets, since Michael Porter Jr. went down with injury, they have just really been struggling as of late. So they've been falling off. The Mavericks haven't been very good with Jason Kidd as their head coach, so they're kind of hanging out at, like, you know, 5th, 6th seed, even though they should have much higher expectations than what they've been getting out of this team. The Grizzlies are a solid team, but they're about the same level as they were last year, .500 team. So in the West right now, it's really those top three teams and then everybody else. So it's going to be interesting to see when the Jazz get an opportunity to go against the Suns or the Warriors this year, just how things go, because they're probably going to have to, if they're going to make it to the finals this year, they're going to have to go through at least one of those teams to make it to the finals. But with that, we'll go ahead and move to the tonight's game, which again is against the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Sixers are without Ben Simmons still. And we'll get into, I'm going to do an NBA episode here probably tomorrow, and we'll get into some news that's come up about Ben Simmons and other guys in the league. But so they're still without Ben Simmons because he's been out for the year, just basically sitting out waiting for a trade. Other than that, they're a healthy team and they're pretty much ready to go. The big thing with this game is going to be the matchup of Rudy Gobert versus Joel Embiid. If Rudy can keep him away from the basket, keep him shooting mid-rangers, and then the Jazz can just rotate like they were last night with Karl-Anthony Towns when Joel goes out to the three-pointer, I think Rudy can pretty much subdue Joel Embiid and keep him to, you know, 18, 20 points or so. Tobias Harris is the guy that they're going to have to keep from going off. You know, he plays the power forward for them. Very talented scorer. You know, he's a big guy, 6'9", 240. Very athletic. Well, not very. He's a really good athlete. Knows how to use his body to create space. And then they've done a much better job this year of putting space around Joel Embiid. So they have guys like Korkmaz, George Niang, Seth Curry, Danny Green that can space the floor and make things a little easier for Joel Embiid. And then Tyrese Maxey this year has really stepped up as the starting point guard. You know, last year he was a very good rookie for them. And then with Ben Simmons sitting out, you know, that he needed to step up and be the starter. And he's done a great job. He's been a very good pick-and-roll partner for Joel. He's still not an amazing shooter, but he can, you know, he can put up some points and he's a pretty good defender, has a decent size on the defensive end. The big thing for the Jazz in this game is going to be staying home with shooters when those shooters are in the game. And then on the offensive end, keep that ball moving. A lot of their guys on the perimeter are great three-point shooters, but they're not very good defenders, except for a guy like Matisse Thybulle. But Matisse Thybulle is a horrible shooter. He's mostly just a defensive specialist. He'll probably be going up against Donovan Mitchell and Jordan Clarkson along with Danny Green. But the Jazz need to keep the ball moving tonight. Create those open threes, create opportunities for Rudy at the basket. But they definitely should be the favored team in this game. I think the Jazz just have too much talent, too much three-point shooting ability, to where if they're playing well and they're putting out a good effort, there's no reason that they should lose this game. But with that, we'll go ahead and end this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great day and go Jazz!